Welcome to the Life After Kids podcast with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. We're getting real, raw, and vulnerable on all things midlife. We're sharing our friendship of over 20 years, and we're having honest conversations about our struggles and what it really takes to live a meaningful life after kids.
So brew your coffee or steep your tea and pull up a chair. Let's have a chat. Together, we'll rewrite the next chapter and show midlife who's boss. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Kids with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. I'm Dr. Brooke.
And I'm Dr. Lynn.
And thank you for joining us, ladies. We have a interesting topic.
Yes.
I think.
We're going to talk about the two ways, or just two of the ways, that we're robbed of the happiness that we're all seeking at this phase in life. They are coveting or jealousy.
Jealousy.
Would you say is another good word?
Yes, I think that's
probably. And then pride.
Yes.
Coveting and pride.
And I think that these are probably two of the biggest thieves of joy. And probably the two things that most of us struggle most with. I think you could maybe put fear up there too. Yes. But for sure, like jealousy / coveting and pride are just, it's such a human nature thing to struggle with these things. But like it is totally human. But I think that if we can acknowledge it and be self-aware and have these conversations and bring it to light, it makes it easier for us to sort of squash it out of our life.
Yes.
Because, and no shame or guilt, because I'm going to get raw and vulnerable here and share some of the ways that I struggle with it. But for real, it can keep you in a less than place. And I feel like it's one of those things that at this age, we should start to get beyond that stuff.
Yes. I think if we're devoting energy, or if our focus is on something that someone else has that we want, then we're diverting focus, or we're not focusing enough on our own gifts. Like if we are looking outside to see what we don't have, that's a place of like lacking, you know, scarcity maybe, instead of really trying to focus in sometime at this stage in our life on, okay, let's get really real about who I am and what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
This is, you know, a familiar topic. If you listen to us, we come back to this over and over. But really, when you don't feel like enough, you're going to sort of self-punish or punish yourself by spending time comparing yourself to others.
Yes.
And it's, as you said, a thief of your joy. And
it is definitely.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to steal our joy.
No. And, you know, we've had an episode in the past. Go back and listen to it if you'd like, on comparison culture, right? So it's a little bit of that topic too, but it's just, I guess it is when you start to compare yourself and think about, you know, wanting what somebody else has or coveting what they have. Mm-hmm. And it's like, A, that means you're probably not happy where you are, which sometimes that's okay because that pushes us to do better and be better, right? But there's also something to be said for being happy with what you have and letting it be enough, right? And not needing to have what somebody else has.
Yeah.
And also that whole thing of like the grass is always greener. You think you want it till you have, like, you know, there's just all of that.
You don't know the price.
Yes.
Sometimes when you get something, you pay, no matter what it is, whether it's a tangible thing or it's a big accomplishment or a big goal. I mean, you pay a price to get that thing, whether it's money or time, right? Sacrifice. So you have to also decide, are you willing to pay that price to have that thing? And if you're not, then you need to be okay with what you do have.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're spending all of your time focusing on what people around you have, then it's a mirror in your face of what you don't have, and you're not having gratitude in the moment for what you do have.
So let's talk about social media.
That's really difficult,
because what everybody's thinking right now is like, okay, you know, and our mothers didn't grow up with social media. We're kind of the first generation of this, would you say?
Yes,
right? Because going back 10 years, Instagram wasn't as big a thing for sure. Okay. So we're maybe some of the pioneers for this phase of life, for having social media be such a big center stage of the, and
in this phase.
It's
yes.
A big cause of this, because it's, you know, you're just on there at night. You're just trying to get a little bit of entertainment. You're unwinding from your day. And you go on there and all of a sudden you see, you know, Susie, and she's got this thing that you've been wanting. And what does it do? It bubbles that up a little bit inside. And you think, oh, I don't have that. Right?
Yes.
It causes you to focus on what you don't have.
Right. And that is a very sure way to start to feel bad about yourself or bad about your life, right? Or get into a woe is me, right? And it can be with anything. I think, you know, it's easy to think about jealousy or coveting with material things. And we definitely can do that. But I think even bigger picture and maybe even more hurtful to us is when it's coveting things beyond that. Like, for example, being jealous of other people's relationships that they have. And I know, like, I have struggled with that in the past for sure. From the time I was, you know, high school years, even now, sometimes I have to check myself and not go there. You can covet, you know, we just had this conversation about parenting older kids and being jealous when our older kids are spending time with in-laws and not us. You know, or being jealous of a friend who's got grandkids and you don't, or whatever it is, that A, you're going to make yourself miserable because once again, you're focusing on things you don't have. But B, how are you being a good friend to your friend if you're, you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely easy then to take that a step further and not celebrate them and be happy for them because you're feeling sorry for yourself.
Yes. So, and I think that there's a space to keep that really real and authentic and just say, you know, and whether it's something you want to broach with a conversation, it depends on the friendship, but it's okay to be there. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. So don't replace one with the other. In other words, you can celebrate and be happy for your friend and be sad for yourself at the same time.
Of course. And it's okay to feel that.
Right. So exactly. But what I think people think is they trade it and they say, well, I'm sad for myself, so I focus it all in on being jealous. If you just admit that that's what's going on, then you can still celebrate your friend and whatever's good for them.
Right.
Right.
You can feel your feelings and celebrate
them. Exactly. I love that. Feel your feelings.
Right. Without going to a place of letting it.
You can't harp on that because that's not
pull you down.
That's not going to take you good places. That's like have the short pity party and then just think about what you do
move on.
Have. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that speaks to a constructive conversation about guardrails around social media.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe don't do that the last thing before you go to bed, because the last thing you put into your brain before you put your head on your pillow is what you're going to think about all night. So and be very, very
and
careful.
What you're going to wake up with on your mind as well.
Oh, I ran into doing that. I learned that the hard way back when things were really politically charged. I mean, they still are, but going
back when things as if they're so much better now.
Right. No, I mean, I guess when it,
but there was,
you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Going back a year or two and I was just, you know, checking in on social media. Just, hey, I had a long day. It was, you know, I'm just going to doing what I thought was going to unwind me. And it actually did the opposite, completely wound me up. And I didn't know it was happening. And I became a very pessimistic, cynical person for a few weeks. And my family was like, what is going on with you? And I had in a moment with my accountability group, I have a couple of women that I check in with and you do as well. And I'm like, I have this aha moment. This is what's happening. I'm doing this right before bed. So have a guardrail and maybe, you know, if you know it's going to affect you, keep it in check.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to take it. And you just did is like, what can we do to combat? Because again, it's human nature. So it's something I think that we have to daily work on. I think it's a very special person if you're at the place where you don't covet anything or ever have any feelings of jealousy, right? So
you got a halo and some
wings, girl. Right. So like, how do we keep that in check? And one of the ways, to your point, is being aware of what you let in your, put your guardrails up, especially when it comes to social media. I would say another way is to practice gratitudes for what you do have, because when you're grateful for the things that you do have, it's harder to be upset about what somebody else has.
Yes. And then stay with me on this price piece. So like, if, especially if it's a tangible thing, right? So if you look at somebody else and say, you know, you're pretty happy with your life, but you look at somebody else and they have a 10X of something, that either it's a car or vacation or a home or whatever it is. But you can look at that family and say, you know what? I see the price that they're paying, whether that's, you know, the amount of work or stress or the different places that they put themselves in to get that. And even if it's like, hey, that's working for them. Make sure you check in and say, you know what, that wouldn't have worked for me. That wasn't where I am. And we weren't willing to pay that price. Right. And sometimes when you can see that, it's okay. You just let that be there.
I love that
reality.
Yeah.
And then be okay with your reality. Mm-hmm. Because
for sure,
like you said, grass is greener. And, you know, sometimes God's rejection is our protection.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So good.
Wherever we didn't go down that road or we didn't get to that place, but maybe that's a good thing. We just will never know.
Yeah. You know? Well, you'll know someday.
Exactly.
It'll all come into perspective. Yeah. But yeah, I love that. I think that's really great. And I think that the more it comes back to, and we talk about this all the time, is being so comfortable with yourself and being your own best friend and knowing your self-worth enough that, you know, when you do get to that place, if you have enough self-worth and enough comfortability with yourself in your life, then you won't always be going to that, oh, if I only had that, mm-hmm. or if I had that, or why does she have that and I don't, right?
Yes.
And that's it. And if, by the way, if you're not where you need to be, if you're not where you want to be, and that's, maybe that's a mirror to you that's saying, yes, like, look, like,
I'm not happy because
then maybe,
following through on X, Y, Z.
And you might need to check yourself then and go, okay, like, there's no room for me to be jealous, but also what do I need to do in my life to get to where I want to be? So that's it, great. Might be a good checkpoint for you.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Whatever you can exert control over, focus there. And the things you can't, just let them have a pity party maybe, but then let it sail and let it ride.
Yes. You give 100% to what 100% of the time to what you can do.
Yeah.
And you got to let go of the rest. You just said that, didn't you?
No, I didn't say that exact same thing.
Sort of. But yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
Let's talk about pride. Unless I'm skipping ahead. Do you have something else about?
No, I think the biggest thing is just the social media for the coveting. And, you know, it's human nature, but it's the guardrails that you can put up just to make sure that you focus on what you, as you just said.
Yeah. If you constantly want what you don't have, you're never going to be satisfied.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So good.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Pride. So sometimes I think pride is modeled for us, either by a parent or grandparent or somebody in our life, maybe our spouse. And it's really a defense mechanism. Wouldn't you agree? Like, it's a way of saying, you know, I'm too proud to ask for help. I mm-hmm. think of not appearing weak. Right. So that's what I mean by defense mechanism. You act stronger than you are, so as not to appear weak.
Yeah, this is an interesting conversation because you could look at it like that. I'm too proud to ask for help. I don't want anyone to see my weakness. But then also on the flip side of, like, when you're, you know, everybody knows the person that's like, I'm the best at this and I do this. And did you see my kid, how awesome they are? And do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's pride too. And that's not really what I was thinking of or speaking to. But I mean, because that's, I hope, obvious, like, that's not a good thing to have in your life. Keep that in check. I don't know. Like,
are you talking about being proud of your child or
proud of yourself? Like, too prideful. Like,
oh, I see. Like, hey, look at me.
Yes.
I never took one tap lesson.
You're right.
Friends episode. I never have that character that they were friends with. Yeah. I mean, I think you need to read the room. So
yes.
I think prideful people are probably people that, don't get a lot of, for whatever reasons, people like calling them up or what have you, because so you need to read the room. So the proof is in the pudding. Maybe check that. And sometimes that they just lack self-awareness. So, yeah, I mean, maybe that type of person wouldn't even be listening to this program because
probably not. They already think they know everything. They have no need for it. Yeah, but to your point, go on. I hijacked that a little bit. Where my brain was.
Yeah, but I think, like, if it's directed, I actually admire people who can really boldly say, like, I'm so proud of my Stanley or whoever your child is. And like, they did this and this, just because I grew up in a home where it was, and maybe it's the Canadian, where you just, not that you minimize, but that it was kind of rude culturally to do that. So, I love a person who can boldly, like, especially in front of their child, in when it's done in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Like, if you're all the time, oh, look at Stanley, you know, that's going to give them a false, inflated sense of confidence and probably too much ego.
Yes.
Right. So agreed. We know you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself there, but.
and that's a wrap song.
But yeah, I think a certain amount of that is like healthy, I guess.
Well, and I guess
when that child lights up, you know, and it's a hard won compliment, or if it's something they did, I mean, yeah, like stop and validating your child in front of others, I guess.
So many moms in the Life After Kids community are seeking more purpose now that their kids are grown. But over and over again, we hear this one thing. I don't know where to start. That's why we created the Life After Kids Goals Framework and User's Guide. It's the one tool you need to design your new chapter, and it will show you where to start. The best part is it's free. Use the link go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework to get yours now. That's go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework. Let's get started redesigning our life today. Yes. And probably we need to spend way more time talking about lifting yourself up and having self-confidence than dialing it back. I think most of us are probably not having the issue with dialing it back and having too much pride, right?
Yeah.
In case you're listening and you are, you know, we probably should be past the point of like, you know, constantly talking about all the great things that we're doing or all the, you know what I mean? You just have to keep that in
check. Yeah, because again, that's a defense mechanism and it gets in the way of a solid connection with another person.
Absolutely. You're turning people off faster than anything.
Yeah, if you're talking about yourself like a TV commercial, you know, trying to sell somebody on all of the benefits of being a friend with you, then it's a surefire way to lose a friend.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, I just, a certain amount of it can be healthy. So let's talk about it just with like having pride. Like we talked several episodes ago about the superwoman syndrome, right?
Yes.
And the need, that prideful need to do everything on our own, to do all of the decorations for Christmas or all of
not accept help from
I can
somebody.
Do groceries and I can do the laundry and I can work full time and do it all. And I think that's where pridefulness also can come in and be harmful and hurtful, and especially physically to us, right?
Absolutely. 100%. I have a really, I'm a little bit nervous about sharing this because pride's getting in the way, but it's actually true. And I'm going to be like super, super vulnerable here.
I'm
and I know you are, and you don't even know I'm about to do this.
Uh-oh.
And I can't believe, and maybe this episode is never going to get aired, but or this piece is going to get edited. No, it's about me, but I have a very, very good example of pride, and I'm only sharing this because maybe it will help somebody else.
Yeah.
But if you're watching this and not, do you know where I'm going with this yet? Mm-hmm. If you're watching,
I'm eating popcorn.
If you're watching and not listening, then you're going to see what I'm about to do. And if you can't see, then I'll explain it. But, can anybody see my hearing aids?
Oh, yes.
I'm holding them up to the camera and I want you to see that. And actually, the nice thing is you can barely see them when it comes to pride. But let me hit on this conversation and throw it out there because I'm not 50 yet and I'm wearing hearing aids and I got them. When did I get them? In the fall? Not many people know. I've told several people, but this could be, and this is a source of pride for so many people. And in particular, even like far older people than me that just refuse to do the thing or get the hearing aid because they just don't want to admit that they need them. And I'm here to tell you, it's the best thing I ever did.
And as her best friend,
it's the best thing she ever did. Because, okay, so I found out, so let me just take you on this journey. It's been 7 or 8 years that I first knew, I knew there was something going on with my ears and I was hoping that it was just like wax buildup or something. I went to an ENT and all this testing, come to find out that I have this genetic thing, otosclerosis, hardening of la, 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 whatever. I won't get into it with you, but 30% hearing loss in one ear, 50% hearing loss in the other ear, which by the way, has served me sort of well because my husband's a snorer. And if he's snoring too loud, I just put my bad ear up and I can barely hear him. But anyway, I'm making light. So I come home and I'll never forget it. You know this story. We're driving in the car. Ken and I are in the front seat. All three boys are in the back. And I was like, so you guys, and they were forever complaining about how I can't hear. And I'm always asking them to repeat stuff. And when I watch TV, I have the volume turned way up. And I was like, so I went to the ENT and like, I've got this thing going on and I guess I'm going to get hearing aids. And my kids were like, what? Mom, you cannot get hearing aids. What would we say to our friends? If you have hearing aids, you're too young for them. You can't la la. And I was like, First of all, I couldn't believe they gave me that response. And I was like, okay, now I'm not getting the hearing aids, but I better never hear one of you in this car complain to me again about me asking you to repeat something or turning the TV up because you guys, I can't hear. And so I let it go for probably like, it's been now probably 6 to 7 years that I just let it go. It's gotten worse. And I finally got myself to the point. I think honestly, this community and us having these conversations that I was like, what am I doing? Why am I letting this pride piece get in my way of living a better, more vibrant life? Because I'm missing parts of conversations. There are so many times that I talk to people that I just smile and shake my head and I don't even know what the hell they said. And it's like, why? Like, all because what? Because I'm too vain or too proud to admit that I need them or to let people by chance see that I have the hearing aids? It's ridiculous.
Which, by the way, thanks to modern innovation.
If you're somebody that's thinking about it, I don't, can you see them on the screen? Like, I don't even think that I can like try to pull them out. I'm trying to see, like, it's just hidden. So yeah, I didn't even know I was going to go here with this. So there's the little piece.
You know what? Yeah. And it's such a, it's sort of a non-issue for me, except for that.
And then it sticks in your ear and there's a little clear tube that keeps it in place.
You now can hear me. Well, some of the, you know, it was just a, I'm so thankful that you did that because what you said, like maybe they didn't like the thought of their mom having hearing aids, but I sure bet that they love that you can hear them.
Yeah.
Right.
So what I did when I got them, and so with the woman, the audiologist, I got them and she was like, and my husband too was like, you have your hair down. You won't even know. Like you can't know at all. But I just wanted to prove a point to my kids. So for the first week that I got them, every time they were around, I wore my hair up and I had them in and I had my whole hair up because I wanted them to see if they would notice because they made such a big stink. They never even noticed they were there. I just wanted to, yeah, I don't know why I did that. Yep. But anyway, my whole point to this is like, don't let pride stop you from doing something that's going to make your life better. If you need the help, whether it's help from a person, whether it's, you know, maybe you need the knee replacement or the hip replacement or the whatever, don't let pride get in the way of like letting yourself admit that you need help with something. Yes. I did the same thing with these darn glasses. I put off getting glasses for so long because I was like, I don't need glasses. I don't, whatever the reason was. And it's like,
I think that's
why did I do that?
I think that's a piece of getting older. It's hard to admit, you know, when we say we need the hearing aid or we need the glasses, it's kind of like we're saying we're getting older and things aren't working as well, right? And we sort of deny that or, you know, push that down for a while, but in your case, like use technology to help you actually, you're hearing things better now, you're interacting with your family better now, you're not missing out. You feel more confident because you're not like, oh, what did she just say? Mm-hmm. I might have missed that or misinterpreted it, right? So would you say your quality of life is far better once you got over that?
It is so much better. Stigma. And when I went back for my follow-up visit with the audiologist, and she was amazing and she like loves her job. She takes it so seriously. She really loves her job. So I was there when I went for my follow-up and we were chatting and just like fine tuning things. And I was like, you know what, Darcy, like, honestly, I can't tell you how amazing it was. This is going to sound so silly, but I walk my dogs, right? And this was in the fall, it was still warm and birds and everything. I was like, I went outside to walk my dogs and I was like, the things that I could hear on it. I'm not kidding. Like it was in nature, was in like, so like I could hear like the birds so clearly. And just like when the breeze or the leaves rustling. And I was like, it was so beautiful. And she was tearing up. She's like, oh, this is why I do what I like, the things that you can, that you miss.
Oh, and you make her day. I don't know
if that sounds cheesy, but like it really, this is the thing. Like why did I for so long, like aside from just missing conversations, missing out hearing things and having to turn the TV up so loud. It's just like, why did I wait so long to miss hearing the birds chirp? Mm-hmm. And that could be like a metaphorical
yeah
thing too. Like, why would you wait so long to be able to hear that?
Love that. especially if there's a solution that's easy.
Like, yeah, and I
not
think
easy, but very yes, doable.
And I think, I really wanted to share this too, because you're right, it has to do with us getting older and aging, but our hearing in particular and hearing aids, like
anything related to our senses,
anything, but like why so many, even so I called because my mom, everybody made fun of me and my family for not being able to hear. That's, we're very snarky. So don't be mad at them. I'm not mad at them. Like it, I like it. Like when, like it's
normal.
It's normal for us. So everyone made fun of me for not being able to hear. And they made fun of me for getting hearing aids too, but that was fine. I'm okay with that too. But when I called my mom, I was coming back from getting, when I first got them, I was like, guess what I just did? And I told her, she's like, what? You're getting hearing aids? Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see them. But after we got done laughing, she was like, can you please tell your dad? She's like, we have been dealing with him. It's so, right, for the other person, it's so aggravating when, you know, because I did it to you. It's like, just get the hearing aids. We're screaming at you and you can't hear us. This is a big thing for people that go to older with the hearing aids. Like, yeah. And everybody around them who loves them is like, I'm so frustrated because they can't hear anything I'm saying. And now I'm screaming at them to get them to hear me. Remember when we would go for walks and Lynn and she'd be talking away. I'm like, you're in my bad ear. Let's switch sides or speak up. And to my defense, you're a low talker.
I mean,
you are a low talker. Yes. Because I have AIDS and this one's up really high.
Yes, I'm a low talker.
You are a low talker.
I am. I think I actually am. I feel like my voice transmits in a vocal range that is only like discernible by certain animal.
and we're a bad fit because some people can't hear high pitch. It's different pitches. Me, yeah. It's the low pitch. And actually, this is kind of funny too, because I went through like a couple days, maybe a week even. I wasn't feeling good. And I hadn't been going out. Like I was a little sick. And so I didn't get out of the house and I had not put my hearing aids in. And during that, I was like, I think I'm healed of this. I think I can hear again. I don't know why, but like, I can hear again. I don't even need those hearing aids. I don't even miss them. Well, then you roll into town and all day yesterday, I barely heard anything that you said. And so by the end of the day, I was like, I got to put these hearing aids back in.
I'm the litmus test.
You are definitely a litmus test for whether I can. As cute as you are, and you're like, these dogs are great. They're not great. Anyway, that I'm exaggerating.
No, I mean, if anybody out there knows how to change your voice, like I literally have looked for seminars on ways to like,
are you serious?
Change.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I need a vocal coach. Yeah, I hate, like, I'm not gonna say I hate, that's a strong word, but like I dislike my voice.
Oh, I've never heard anyone
doesn't
say
everybody?
That. Well, actually, yeah, I can't like hearing your own voice. For me, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, but I think there's people that can work with you to like strengthen it. And I think it needs to come more from my belly and less from my.
You're like that girl on, here I am now making fun of you. Forgive me, guys. I'm not, she loves me. I'm snarky, but the girl in Pitch Perfect.
For us.
In Pitch Perfect, like every, she would talk like this and you couldn't hear anything. And she's
saying all this.
She's so crazy and saying
things. Yeah.
And she looked like. Anyway, we are way off. We're probably annoying a lot of people. But yeah, circling back, don't let pride get in the way of like, as we get older, if there's something that's going to make your life, your quality of life better, make the decision and please don't let pride get in your way of getting the help that you need.
Yeah.
That's whatever that looks like.
I love it.
Whatever it looks like. And let's remember that as we get older, right? And we need, when we might need more help, to take the help when we need it.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Work on what you can and then ask for help where you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Are we good?
I think so.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us for this conversation. Thank you for allowing me to be vulnerable with all of you. And thanks for laughing at me. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Stay in touch with us. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. If you want to watch the conversation, if you want to see my hearing aids, go to YouTube. And if you want to know more about them too, like I have been toying around with doing a post on social media about it, but I'm like, it's a little like still a little pride there to get past that. But if you
Maybe
would like to
like
see that,
the band-aid.
Yeah, like let me know if it's going to help any of you or if any of you have AIDS or you're toying around with it. And, you know, it's also, by the way, so easy for me to talk about where some people like don't even, you know, have had them from day, like my little cousin has cochlear implants because he was born with it, you know, so it's, I hope we didn't offend. I would never want to make light of it or make fun of not being able to hear. So I hope anyway,
I think
full disclosure, I hope you all know that. But anyway, and make sure also that you are checking out our website if you haven't already, www.lifeafterkids.com.
Have an amazing week and hugs to you.
Thanks again for listening to Life After Kids. When you have a moment, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you liked our conversation, hit follow and share it with a friend. For more on Life After Kids, go to www.lifeafterkids.com. We'll be back every Sunday, and we hope you will too. Until next time.